Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jabba the Wee's in a Marble Falls Street game. Jabba the Wee in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Wee says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Wee,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul,
now you better let the big man speak. It's the job of the week.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's say hello.
Yeah.
So, to the December 5th White Elephant Days 3 to 7 p.m. producer.
December 3rd.
December 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it.
He will produce. His hosts will be Gordon and TC from 3 to 7. Jake will be doing bits. Saroy on tickers. And with 4,341 votes to be producer, 3 to 7, Jubb.
Why was everyone so caught up in that? There's something weird going on.
Boy, there is.
In that voting for me to produce TC and Gordo, and then somehow, man, what my campaign worked, though, to knock Gordo off 10 to noon. That was great.
Yeah, I guess I'm the beneficiary, but I agree with you that if this was a real election, there would be voter irregularities studied very carefully by the elders.
A real scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Something's not right here, and I can't tell if TC or Gordon, but, I mean, let's just follow the breadcrumbs. It's got to be Gordon. And he followed the money. He broke an algorithm of some sort. There's something going on in that laptop of his that he got you producing his show.
That could be, but see, you don't know how bad he wanted 10 to noon.
Yeah,
and that's why I threw my support behind you.
No, I appreciate that.
I knew you'd treat it, you know, like.
Finally, do
with some respect, and Gordon just wanted to get in there and do nothing for 2 hours.
We're finally going to do 10 to noon the way it was meant to be done. 10 to noon.
What's an easier shift? What's an easier thing, though, than producing a White Elephant show? Like, if you're doing tickers, you're scrambling around, you've never done it before. If you're hosting, you have to fill the time on the air. If you are a yuck monkey, and especially Jake with the watchful eye of Gordon on his work, he's going to be nervous and trying to prepare something that's actually funny and good. I imagine you have the biggest mail-in shift you could ever have, George.
I don't know. I think I got my hands full. I've never produced before. I mean, I want to have a good 4 hours. I want us to do something good.
We were going to see if you could book us a leader from ISIS or something like that. So I don't know if you want to start now or...
Wow. Wow.
We'll test that Rolodex right away.
I knew I'd do the mornings the second they announced this, so I just haven't even cared. So it's me and Corby in the morning.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Great fit.
Norm with Nose in the News.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Danny on tickers.
Love it.
Like, there's the perfect example. If he was producer, he would be sitting there doing absolutely nothing. Now he's at least forced to attempt to do something.
Yeah, you think that's going to change
this
in
sucks,
that ticker booth?
This sucks.
I think we'll have a 5 second ticker.
Will we see the debut
of the 5 second ticker?
If you pitched it as a all night cram session to get ready for the show, like no one goes to sleep before the morning show. Do you think who do you think would be out on that? Like Danny's in. He's not going to sleep. You're not going to sleep.
No.
Snake would at least give it some thought and then try to keep Norm up all night.
Ty's the producer for the morning show. Bob will host 10 to noon.
Finally.
With Fernando as his producer.
Perfect.
It doesn't say here who's producing noon to 3. Is Fernando just doing that whole shift?
No.
Noon to 3
Seabass.
Says...
Seabass. Seabass. There you go. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Junior and Mike Reiner will be filling the noon to 3 very large shoes as hosts. Sean is the producer. Tickers from 10 to 3 for like the 17th straight year. The great Donovan.
Your man, Donnie Dick.
Yeah.
And we already said the afternoon shift is Gordon and TC.
That's racist.
Good luck, TC.
It really is.
You want to know what racist is?
The longest shift of the day.
Right.
And they vote me to do that.
Not right.
Just working hard.
Point.
Yeah, that's one going to be.
Speaking of TC, I have a story of Regonk.
Okay. This is this week's story of Regonk. I like it.
Is he not in there?
Regonk?
That doesn't matter.
I got back on the North Texas Charter at like 6 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And we had some delays, and the buses weren't lined up. And anyway, so I've been up almost all night. We walk off the walkway, you know, and go down the stairs and onto the tarmac. And it's raining, and it's cold, and I've slept maybe, I don't know, 30 minutes or so. And one of the baggage handlers for Southwest Airlines comes up to me and says, "Regonk, huh?"
And did you give him the knowing nod? Say Regonk?
I said, yeah.
Gave the affirmative?
Regonk. It's pretty much a Regonk kind of morning.
You Regonk pretty hard.
Like, Regonk is better than Aloha, isn't it?
Regonk.
It can mean so many things.
Yeah.
Happy, sad, mad, everything. Yeah. It covers everything.
It can be a greeting or a salutation.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go back to, if you have a charter?
It's the most versatile word in the English language today.
Word. Hey, man, regonk you.
Right. Or it can be a term of affection. Maybe you're whispering that into your lady's ear as you're about to.
I am so in regonk with you.
Can we go back to, if you have a charter, what are you doing at 6 a.m.?
What do you mean?
Like
the game didn't kick till 9 o'clock Central Time.
Oh, I'm under the impression you're in El Paso at 6 a.m. boarding the plane.
We get back to, sorry, I wasn't very clear. Yeah, we got back to Dallas Love.
Okay.
And, I mean, no one's saying a word. But I think in this guy's case, he was just doing it as, hey, I know you've had a tough night. You know, but just remember the Regonk is always with you, you know?
Right.
May the Regonk be with you.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a cowboy topic for you that we were discussing.
Hey, by the way, Bob's going to be on our cowboy roundtable tomorrow at 7:55.
We heard the
Kevin
promo.
Sherrington.
Hey, did you hear our promo for today?
Yeah. What are you guys? Are you guys making fun of me again?
What?
What was your promo today, you jerks?
That's singular jerks. There's just one. There's just one in particular that wants to transcribe your promo and then do it word for word, which is a funny bit.
I only really do it for one person, and that's for Jub, and for him to notice it. And then I thought
I heard it this morning. And went okay.
Hey, this is Dan McDowell. Tomorrow on Bad Radio, nothing better than a good guy trip. And Bob took one of those this weekend to Big Bend Country. He'll tell us about that at 12:10. So you wake up late with us, Bad Radio, noon to 3.
We're sorry.
You know what?
Yeah?
I work hard to do those promos every day, and we're the only show that does them every flipping day. But Dan has to make a joke out of it, so go ahead. Laugh it up. It's hilarious.
Come on, Regonk.
That's not Regonk.
Oh, damn. Dan.
See, Regonk can mean take it easy.
Yeah, it can remain.
It's
everything.
All in good fun.
Yeah. You are.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You're making a joke.
I thought that's what
we're
supposed to do, George. Just, it's all fun.
Just lay back and Regonk.
Oh, yeah. TC. I mean, legal action. Yeah, let's hear it from TC now.
I'm just saying I'm with you, but you, whenever I act like that. That's
Shut
what you
up,
tell
TC.
Me. Oh, here it is. Second day in a row.
Persecuted TC showing up.
Hey, Joe. Yeah. Are you in any way shocked, surprised, anything that we haven't heard any extension news, especially for the head coach during this bye week?
No, I hadn't even thought about it. Because they could still melt down, Bob.
Well, yeah. I guess that's what I'm leading you into, is we decided there's no upside to an extension, but we still in some ways expected one, or I did, just because that's how things generally roll. That said, do you see a scenario if there's a crash and burn here in the final six under which Jason Garrett would be in trouble?
Yes and no. I can see a crash and burn, but is it his fault if Romo can only play two more games? Then I think he has an out, and I see that as really the only thing that could totally derail this thing to where they don't win at least 9 games. I mean, they have to try pretty hard Are they going to go 1-5 with Romo?
I would highly doubt it, but I would also say that even 3-3 gives me, and this isn't a Garrett question now, now we're talking about the playoffs. I think you could go 3-3 and still miss the playoffs. In fact, I think I think there's a really good chance of that. 10-6 10-6 this year doesn't feel good at all, especially with the tiebreakers that you don't have against the Niners and the Cardinals.
Yeah, 10-6 could miss the playoffs, but if you go, you know, even 9-7, couldn't you say, hey, it's progress?
Yes.
And we'll see what the weird circumstances are that keep them from going 10-6. Maybe it is a Romo injury, or I don't know, maybe the defense is exposed, and you could say, well, we'll make a few moves here in the offseason to get the defense that much better, and we'll be ready to roll next year.
But doesn't that start change everything? You can say progress 9-7, but you're 6-1, so that means you're 3-6 toward the end of the season, and that's not progress.
Yeah, I guess you could spin it that way, too. Say same old Cowboys. Still missed the playoffs, still blew an opportunity after starting 6-1. I did not even think about that, about an extension for Garrett.
Well, good. I hope you're running the Cowboys.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Hey, I had one thing I thought of George over the weekend. For some reason, when
PA problem for one thing,
when I see a high school team using two punters on one play, I think of George. I don't know why. When I saw this, they had college highlights, and maybe you guys know what team this is. Maybe it's real obvious, and you laugh at me, but some team plays on a red field.
Eastern Washington,
and. Yeah. It gave me sensory, I mean, I don't know, it just did something to my brain.
That's
like
where
those
Matt Johnson went
the
to school.
Japanese anime, you know, it almost made me wig out. And I thought, I need to hear George. Is George in favor of a red football field?
No, I think that's ridiculous. I've been to Boise. They used to be in
Is that the blue field?
Yes.
Blue?
Yeah.
Didn't they say birds would die on that field because
that's urban myth.
Is it?
I think that's a myth. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like they would think it was a lake and they would dive in and
I wish it was real.
No, I do too. Yeah, and, you know, you go to that field on a sunny day, it will seriously give you a headache.
The blue one?
It is so bright. Yeah, the blue one.
Like
and I think that's ridiculous too. But it's not as bad as red.
And are you pro or con like Steelers uniforms from 1940 or all the bits that they're doing nowadays?
Did you guys like the Packer throwbacks or did you hate them?
So weird. I don't like it at all. It
seems like everybody hates them, but I kind of like them.
I kind of thought they were cool.
The primary color is blue, and if you're a Packer fan, you know that Packer gear just doesn't match anything, and it looks ridiculous. So blue, that matches everything, and
it's all to sell stuff, right?
Of course
it
is.
You can just sell.
And
want them to switch back? To go back to blue?
No, but I bet you almost nobody realizes that was their original colors, is that Green Bay did not wear green. But
I just assumed it was.
When I was in high school, that was floated as an idea they were looking at, is going back
to blue?
Going back to their original colors of blue and gold, and they opted against it because there was outrage. But
I got to tell you, I always thought the Packers uniforms looked really cheap.
The green and gold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought the green was ridiculous, hard to draw. I never really liked the Packer uniform. I've come around on it a little bit since they've been better the last 20 years.
Wait, hard to draw? That's a qualification?
Well, when you're sitting there doodling on your notebook in school, you certainly are drawing
for sure
different logos.
That's awesome.
We used to draw the Browns one all the time.
It was so bad, I couldn't draw a good G.
So you went back to the Van Halen logo on your notebook, right?
Yeah, so I went back to Van Halen, YouTube,
CCS,
swastika,
the Kiss logo.
Dude. Whoa,
really?
Not the swastika. That was you.
That was you. Only you.
All right, Jub, with the swastika comment, that means they hit the gong, and we gotta get out of here.
That's pretty much an ender.
But we love you.
The regong.
But I love you too. And
regong.
Regonk, yeah. We still got regonk.
All right, let's get out of here. We got a big final half hour with lots of cowboy talk as we revisit August on the ticket.